Hi, this is Mike.
And Nathan.
And this is the Third Option Podcast.
This podcast is for individuals who are seeking biblical truth in a noisy, chaotic world of opinions and points of view. Every day we hear politicians, pastors, co-workers, family members, neighbors, and the internet tell us how we should think and what to believe.
Our goal is to give you a third option based of ancient truths of the Bible. Welcome to this week's podcast. Welcome to another podcast. So today we have a guest in the studio, and this guest has been with us once before. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the podcast was about.
Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Christmas myths.
That's right. So Heather's back with us, and this time we even have another special guest, Baby Collins.
Well, actually, the baby was here the first time, but y'all just didn't know.
Baby Collins.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's exciting. I was really trying not to tell you the first time. I remember being like, does he know how tired I am? No, he probably has no idea that I feel like puking.
But well, you're always stage. Grossed out by food, so I would have never known any better. So yeah, today we're going to talk about the topic of worship. And that's really why we brought Heather in, because she is a expert in worship.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. She has been part of a church her whole life, so she sang on praise bands. Mm-hmm. And she's also done plays and musicals. Yep. And all what else, Heather?
Handbells?
Handbells. She was a magnificent handbell.
That's really what got Nathan.
That's right. Saw the Once I saw her with those bells, I knew this is the one.
This is the one.
No. This is the one.
Oh, yes. Man. Yes.
So, yeah, talking about praise. Praise
music.
Talking
about praise, yes.
And she had to come in because I think me and Mike are sort of like music illiterate people.
No. High school band over here.
Well, okay.
I played the drums.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But does that really count as anything musical?
But we're not like...
You count, do some rhythm.
Super into music, no. I guess. Is
not
what
at
I'm
all.
Trying to say. Yeah.
I'm kind of like the anti-music. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really even know what I like when it comes to especially like Christian praise music.
Yeah.
It's trickier.
It is. If anything, I dislike it more than I like it. I'm going to just be honest.
True.
The music part.
Yeah. But I do like to worship the Lord, but we're not talking about worship today. We'll go over that a little bit later. This is about praise, according to Nathan, not worship. So, I'm like, are they the same thing? He's like, no. I'm
I also
like,
said Damn. That.
Yep.
That's for you, Simon. Hope you're listening.
That's right. These are two different things. Oh, man.
Yeah. So we're going to play a little bit of music that you might be familiar with, but kind of start the conversation off with a little funny.
Yeah, this
we
is...
got.
This is something fun we found on YouTube from a church. I don't know. Yep. I don't even know what church it's from, but it's excellent.
Yep.
Some excellent praise music.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and hear it.
I will sing of your love on Sundays. Only sing of your love on Sundays. I will sing of your love on Sundays. Then this feeling is gone by Monday.
I surrender some. I surrender some. Jesus, I will give you little. I surrender.
I stand amazed at my hairdo, my stylist outdid herself.
You probably didn't know we had a live band in the studio.
I lift my hands and see my nails. They match my eyes oh so well.
It's still funny every time they hear it. Oh man.
All right.
Oh man, so true.
So true. You can get the full version on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's called funny. Wrong Worship. So yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Oh man. So it's funny, but there is obviously a lot of truth to what they were singing and in that little skit they were doing. I think a lot of times we, you know, arrive there on Sunday morning and we start singing and we're just kind of, I guess, in the system of like, this is just what we do. Yeah. Going through the motions and I'm showing up and it's like, oh yeah, I really dig this song. You know, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad they played that one today.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just kind of like, you're not really thinking, you know, you're not really conscious. I don't know if it's because it's so early in the morning or what, but yeah, we're kind of out of it. And yeah, just sort of that, you know, singing on Sunday, but, you know, won't remember any of this by Monday.
That's right.
And there's a lot of truth to that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There is.
Yep.
Yeah, that video is funny, but it's ironic.
Yeah.
Like, really, what everything they're saying is, I mean, some of it's kind of just funny, but some of it's kind of true, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. So we're going to kind of jump into the Bible as we explore what is praise music. Does anybody have any thoughts before we kind of studied this? Did anybody have any thoughts of what they kind of, I guess, thought praise music would be about, why we have it? Does Heather have any thoughts?
No.
Or you just always knew?
No, I wonder when it became like the way that we start our services.
Oh.
And like, who said that, this is what we do? Mm-hmm. And it's like now in every single church, I've never been to a church that doesn't sing.
Yeah.
You know, so why is that the only way that we express our worship to God?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if that's
not
praise.
No, it's fine.
I don't know. Like, those words are interchangeable to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on a long time, as we'll see in the Old Testament, you know, praising as a group, you know, has happened for a long, long time. And so to kind of get back to what does the Bible say about praise, we're going to dive into some scripture here. But before we do, I'll go over the word that means praise in the Bible, because it's important to first know what the word means before then we start jumping through. And we do this a lot. Take the word that we're going to be kind of looking at and get the definition right before we start jumping in. But the root Hebrew word for praise is halal, and this means to, of course, praise, but it means to boast or to brag. So this is the idea associated with praise, that you are bragging about something. You are proud of whatever, you know, this thing is a proud thing. And when we say the word hallelujah, this is where the root is.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does ooyah mean?
Well, that part is, the yah on the end has to do with Yahweh.
We didn't think you had an answer, Nathan.
Yeah, no,
we were hoping it was just...
But he's smarter, so...
Yeah. So it's actually, the
So it means praise Yahweh.
Yep.
Wow.
Or, you know, and you're essentially saying, I'm bragging about Yahweh. He is the best.
So isn't there a debate between Alleluia and Hallelujah?
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
I know there is a great debate on which word is correct.
What?
Yeah, I've never heard that before. No. The Alleluia, Hallelujah. Different songs use different ones. I don't know.
And I always wondered why.
Oh, you're right.
Right.
I guess I've never...
And what would Alleluia really be mean? Because that would be incorrect, right?
Well,
for the Hebrew, it would be Hallelujah.
Yeah, it starts with a ha.
Is it even a real word?
It would... be an H in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because that's what the word would start with.
Maybe like, the Latin changes it or something. Because Latin does mess with stuff.
I don't know. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I guess I never really thought
about I didn't actually look it up, but I just remember that is an actual, you know, we're going to talk next week about traditions. That is one of the arguments in traditions church, if you're supposed to use Alleluia or Hallelujah. Okay. So.
Amen, amen.
Oh. That's right.
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Amen, amen. So a good little verse to see this in is in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23.
Oh.
It says, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man," and this is praise, even though it says boast, you know, this is that word there.
Yeah.
To praise. "So let the wise man praise in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man praise in his might. Let not the rich man praise in his riches. But let him who praises praise in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am Yahweh, who practices steadfast love, justice and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." So this shows that we aren't to be bragging about us, aren't to be bragging about our, you know, different attributes or what we can do or our material things, but we are to brag in Yahweh and who he is. And that kind of sums up, you know, the definition of the word there. Halal.
Yes, it says to boast in the Lord in his love, justice, and righteousness. And the end there says, God is delighted.
Mm-hmm.
He's delighted in that.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah. And I think that should be the aim of our worship, not like what feelings am I feeling and experiencing when I sing a song, but how does the attitude of my heart and what I'm actually saying make God feel?
Yeah.
Because God created our emotions. He's got them too. It's in the Bible at certain times. He's angry. He's delighted. He's all sorts of things that he created. But that should be our aim, to make him delighted, not just how we feel. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I like that song. Well, what really matters? Did God like that song? Was it God-centered or was it about you?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, me-centered songs. It's starting to creep into...
It has been going on.
Yes.
Drives me bonkers.
Yes. And some will argue that it's okay, because if you read the Psalms, they are talking a little bit about I, but it's usually the context of I will praise, I will magnify. We're going to go over those later. So it's talking about what we do to worship or praise, wrong word, the Lord. So it's... Yeah, there is a sense of I in some of these verses, but it's about not about me and my life, like most songs are becoming, which, yeah, we'll go over later. But.
Yeah. Yep. I'm just thinking of those songs where they're just talking about me or whatever, in that skit or whatever. It's pretty funny. Oh, Mike's got it. There it is.
Their harmonies are on point, though.
I exalt me. Yep.
I do love the original song.
That's right.
Yep. So, yeah, we're going to explore the Bible, and obviously it's going to be not about exalting me.
That's right.
So some interesting passages to go through is Psalm 56, 4 here. It says, "In God, whose word I praise." And then in verse 10, it also repeats this, "In God, whose word I praise." So how many, this is like a question, how many songs do you know of that talk about praising God's word? That
quite
they're
a
like...
few.
Man, his word is just unbelievable.
There's a few, but I'd say the recent ones are more about how God makes me feel.
Yes.
Is the main message I get. So on those ones, I'm kind of like,
Yep.
Like, I wish you guys could see my face, because it's like, not impressed.
Yeah, not. I can't think of many. Yeah, the only song that hits me is "These Are the Days of Elijah," where it's like a song about
the word of the
that's
Lord.
That's right.
Oh, okay,
that's
okay.
It. But that's an old
God,
song.
"Word of God Speak" by Mercy Me.
Oh, okay. There we
there
go.
We go.
Thy
there
word.
We go.
Yep. Is a lamp unto my feet.
Yep.
That's
see,
not
that
like
would
a current
be,
one, but
that would be a good one right there.
Then you got hymns.
So there's definitely good songs out there.
Yeah. You guys, I just want to go listen to music now. And
she wants...
You know, Heather, we would be playing more music on this podcast, but we would be going against copyright infringement. And then the Christian labels would come after us.
Right.
So we can't.
Then you'd have to go to court, which is another topic and, for another podcast.
That's right.
That's right.
But then the bunch of Christians would be suing us, so they would have to be dealing with that before God.
Be a whole can of worms.
Yeah, that's right. Just because we played their music on our podcast.
Yep.
But Heather can sing it.
Yeah, that's true. So, that, and that's why we brought her on.
That's
here,
right.
Actually, was to sing
that's right.
for every answer that we find.
That's right.
But yeah, I would still say it's pretty rare.
Yeah,
that you have
right.
like a song,
not a
about
dominant
his
theme
word, especially yeah, like contemporary songs or something.
Yeah,
You know, that's usually not something I guess we think right away to brag about.
No,
brag about his word, even though it's definitely something we should.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
it should be obvious, really.
Wonderful, wonderful words of life. That hymn just came to me.
Wonderful words
beautiful
of life.
Wonderful words.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
That was the church lady. Yeah. She came in for a second. Kind of moving on to another. We're going to be spending a lot of time in the Psalms, obviously,
mm-hmm.
because it has to do with songs and praising. So, but Psalm 69:30 talks about, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. And I would say the name of God is a pretty common, like, one that's in a song. You know,
yes.
something about that name or, like,
that's
you know.
The one my mom always sings to put her grandkids to sleep, and it cracks me up.
Jesus, it puts people to sleep.
Jesus.
That does. That is soothing right there.
What a beautiful name.
Yep.
Jesus, name above all names.
Beautiful name. Yep. Yeah, there's definitely a lot that have to do with the name, for sure. So that is one that's used a lot. And, you know, and they got it from the Bible,
good
obviously.
For them.
Yeah. So that's a positive
that's one.
Right there.
They got one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got one. There's more. There's more. They'll get more.
Okay.
So talking about the greatness of the Lord, and that's one that's always talked about, I feel like.
Why am I getting, like, 80s choruses coming to my brain? Like,
what's your 80s chorus?
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
See, this is why I'm so glad Heather's here.
It's me like too.
There is
we
no
have,
how old
way
are you? Why are you married to Nathan?
When I read these verses, I do not... There's no songs
there
coming to my mind.
Absolutely
I have no idea.
You guys, my brain is on fire right now.
I just know it's had to have happened.
Yes.
Like, it just seems like... I
it's
know it's
seemed,
had to have
yes.
happened.
Yeah, it's like,
but,
name of God. Yeah, I think I heard songs about that maybe even this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they sang, but they sang songs about God, I think.
So I know they got to be
right
here. So that's why Heather's,
that's right,
you know, bringing it
the
home.
The expert.
Yeah, she is the expert.
She is the music expert.
She's going to come up with her top 100 song list.
That's right.
Starting with 100.
Yeah, that's right.
There'll be another podcast. We'll just let Heather go a top 100 playlist, and we'll play the songs, and hopefully they will come after
us. The people
us.
That listen to this podcast are going to be like, what are these songs that she's singing? It's
look
like only
up.
If you're
look
40 and over, maybe
we'll
you know
ask
what
at the
I'm
end what
about.
Your top five is. Maybe you can do that.
That would be good.
Give us your top five.
Top five at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. So, yeah, the name is actually mentioned a lot as something that's being praised, is the name. The holy name, you know, all that comes up a lot in the Psalms. Then in Psalm 106, verse 1, talks about, praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. So you have two things there, along with praising the Lord, you're praising his goodness, right?
Attributes.
You're bragging
wait,
about
there's
his
a song about this.
And love.
Yeah, for his love endures forever.
There it is.
And then it's like they're going through this psalm, aren't they, in that song?
Yep.
Wowzers.
Look at that.
We don't even need to say it, Nathan. We can just go online and play the song and then end the podcast.
That's right. And so, yeah, you see it right there.
Yep.
You know, that's where
there is good songs out there.
Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm. This is where they get their stuff.
That's good.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, so goodness, you know, how good he is, that's something to brag about. It's kind of interesting because we're usually told, like, don't brag about anything or, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But this is, like, definitely one of the exceptions. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible's full of bragging about Yahweh, God. But, not necessarily yourself, of course, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But, yeah, so brag about God. You know, that's something we should all be doing.
Yeah.
Bragging about God. But going on from there, do you have any, Mike, that you want to hit up? We have a huge list.
Oh my goodness.
Like,
no, not really.
Bunch of psalms.
It's a bunch of psalms. Like,
I mean, praising is all over the place in the Bible. It's huge.
But really, it's weird as it is, it's really not a New Testament. They don't talk a lot. They talk about praising God.
Yeah.
But there's no like reference of what praising means. So that's why we're using the psalms as the example, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because this would be
their commanded to praise God mindset of
what that word meant when they use it. You know, this is what they're thinking. So there's some more. We'll go to Psalm 113, verse 9. It talks about he gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. And so something to praise God about is that he takes care of this, you know, barren woman, this woman who can't have kids, right? And then making her the joyous mother of children.
So I just had a thought. So when it says praise the Lord, that actually means it should say hallelujah, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Boom.
You know the song?
Boom.
Well, I just saw.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Come to Sunday school sometime, Mike. It's
I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to. You're going to see me like with that miserable look on my face, like, oh, they're singing these happy songs again.
Singing the songs again.
I just did that in children's church this week. I was like, we're doing it. You stand up when you say hallelujah, and then you guys stand up on the praise ye the Lords.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time, Mike.
So dude, I'm always creeped out by church people when they start doing that, because I didn't grow up in the church. And then you bring up a Bible character. It's like you bring up like Zacchaeus, and they're like, there's a song about he being the little man, and then you bring up Abraham. They're like, Father Abraham and many sons, which that song meant to me. Father Abraham was Abraham Lincoln growing up because I didn't know. I didn't know who Abraham was, but except Abraham Lincoln. So it's like, oh yeah, he had many sons, the sons of America.
He had three sons.
His
one
sons
of, them
of
died.
America. Oh man,
that's the only thing I could think.
Oh man,
I had no idea.
What a
I was unchurched.
That's cute.
But don't worry, I was making fun of you, church folk, for your corny songs.
We deserve it.
Like, oh,
I'm going to hate myself for singing all of these songs.
Never.
So yeah, something to praise God about.
Yep.
You know, he
that
gives
was kind of an
children.
Obscure one, Nathan.
Yeah, it is, but it's interesting.
I'll be honest.
Let's pick the one about the barren woman.
But it's interesting.
Yeah,
you know that that's something
it's a
to
reason.
Which they you know are praising mm-hmm. praising God for, that he can allow people who you know previously couldn't have kids to have kids. You know?
Yeah,
something amazing. So then Psalm 117 verse 2, for great is his steadfast love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. So once again, bragging about that love.
Mm.
And so this is why we see it as such a, you know, big theme, because it's something that's talked about a lot, this love, you know, that God has. And it's something that he's constantly being praised for. And that, you know, falls into the songs that we sing, you know, and his faithfulness. We talk about that too, you know. What's a song about faithfulness?
Great is thy faithfulness.
Yeah, that would be definitely one.
Yeah. How does that one go, Heather?
No.
That's right. And then Psalm 119, which is a big one.
You already talked about his word, so what are you possibly going to say?
But, yeah, we're going to keep going with that. Kind of returning back.
Because it's important, Heather.
To the word. Yes. But kind of getting a little more detailed in this one. So it says, so in Psalm 119, verse 164, 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. How many songs are about, man,
those
I just
rules.
Love bragging.
Oh, I love God's commandments.
About God's commandments. You know, those rules. Oh, man, they're so righteous. Righteous.
It's interesting that he counted 7. Like, you literally know how many times you're doing that a day.
Yep, that's right. 7 times a day.
That's right.
I'm bragging him for
who is this, David? We know David wasn't that righteous. Come
not
on.
Not all day long, but at least 7
David,
times.
David, don't even. Don't pretend to be pure perfect. Is that blasphemy, what I just did? I don't know.
So righteous rules. You know, is that something we feel like is something to brag about Yahweh about? You know? How many songs on that one, Heather?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, I would say so.
I can't really think of any.
I can think of 0.
Righteous rules.
Yeah. I mean, what do we think
of? Isn't there songs about his commandments being great?
Well, you can talk about like his commandments, like him
kind of the
ruling,
rules.
Being a ruler, but nothing specifically about your rules.
Yeah. I mean,
I got nothing.
When we talk about righteous or his rules or the law or something, like, what do we think? We think like bad
restriction.
Yeah, right. Like nobody's thinking that the this rules is like
freedom.
Yeah, I can think of the love part to brag about.
Right.
But like, you know, that there's these rules and stuff.
Because usually we're more of like right here, here we go. Some.
Yes.
That's right. Some. Not all.
Some.
That's right.
Yep.
Jesus, I will give you little.
Give you little.
That's right. Yep. Give very little. We don't want to give a lot.
Yep. So, it's interesting. You know, that's something I guess Heather should write a song about.
Oh, no.
You know?
Yes.
Sing it up.
Yep.
Sunday morning. You know,
everybody's gonna be like, this is the worst song we've ever heard before.
7 times a day, we'll praise you this morning for your righteous rules. It's just solid chorus.
I'm loving the rules.
Praise
the
number praise
one,
your rules.
You
praise
shall
your rules.
Have no other gods before me.
Yeah,
that's right.
Number 2.
Oh, yeah. That would be a winner right there.
That would be.
I can see that.
That's what the industry's been looking for.
I'm like,
right there, that song.
There's got to be a song about the Ten Commandments, but my brain is not coming up with any.
Yeah. I don't know.
Weird. No.
Definitely not like a standard song.
Nope. No.
Maybe some kids song.
Maybe some like Maybe. Baptist church has one.
There.
I don't know.
Right.
So, going on to verse 175 of Psalm 119. Again, it says, let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. So again, this attitude towards the rules, you know, throughout the Psalm 119, it's talking about the word and the commands and, you know, these rules and just how, you know, amazing they are. And we do have some of the verses from Psalm 119 in a song, but, you know, not necessarily, you know, singling out the rules part.
Is the Hebrew word for rules and law the same word?
No.
Okay.
It depends on the context. On the verse, but how the English will want to translate it.
Okay.
It really depends on your translation, how they wanted to do it. Like in verse 164, it's actually righteous, which is there, but then rules is mishpat, which has to do with justice. But, you know, stands for what his commands bring about, you know, justice and righteousness.
Hmm.
So going on from there, we have more about how good Yahweh is once again, and his name to be praised. And I think I'm going to go to this one talking about just all these things that are praising him. I always liked that image of like just the whole universe, you know, like praising God. That's always like a great image in my mind. So I'm going to pick Psalm 148, verse 1 here and just kind of read through it a little bit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. And it's just a pretty cool picture, you know, in that passage of just everything, you know, constantly praising. And, you know, I think that's just amazing to think about, you know, how great God is. It's amazing to think about. And then it says in verse 13, you know, his majesty is part of what is praised. And, you know, that's something I guess isn't used too much, the term majesty.
Majesty. Worship his majesty. That's how my brain works, guys. I hear a word.
There is the song, and majesty.
She's got it.
Yep.
So, yeah, all those are, you know, great pictures of, you know, just praising God. And you had one at the top here that talks about instruments.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a whole list.
Did I put that there?
Oh, yeah, that was totally yours.
That was me?
Yeah, Psalm 150.
Okay, that was the one where I put the Muppet in there because it kind of it made me laugh. And I'm like, what's that Muppet's name?
Animal.
Yeah. Everybody knows animals. Yeah. That's right. So I guess I could read that.
Yeah.
Psalms 151 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him in tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounds and cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. You know, all those people who complain about the drummer in the back.
I know, right?
They got to get over it.
The piano isn't even listed in here.
That's right. There's no organ in there.
Yep.
But no loud organ. Clashing cymbals is right there.
Yep. Boom.
Don't forget the last verse, please. Don't leave me hanging.
What?
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Did I, like, cut that out?
Yeah, you did.
How did you know it was there, then?
Well, I don't know. I went to verse 6.
Oh, you actually have your Bible out. Oh, okay.
You have a laptop. I have the Word of God.
So I cut that part out. Sorry. I was so excited about clashing cymbals. Being a drummer once who used to play in worship
bands. I have my ancient scroll.
I'm like, ooh, cymbals. Yeah, but really,
everyone's
going
to think I'm so old school.
The ancient scroll.
You have your Bible? You're singing these songs from the 80s?
Who is this?
A paper Bible. What is that? No, I mean, this is not to like look for verses that says, hey, it's okay for modern worship to use instruments, but obviously those Israelites, they knew how to rock it out.
Boom.
According to this, so
get everything.
I mean, there's a special tribe dedicated to the worship of the Lord, not just saying the praise, but
that's right.
There was some of them like that's their job to make music. Mm-hmm. They were instrumentalists, and it's their job to praise and make music.
Be praising,
praise the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely went all out, like go crazy, you know, especially dancing. What?
Oh, you can't dance in church.
I mean, think of that.
Can't be dancing in church.
Dancing in church? That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it looks like praising the Lord. That's what this is about, is singing praises to the Lord was like super, super, super important to do at some point. I don't know when they were doing it, but...
Yeah. I mean, all the time.
They made it a big deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Praising the Lord.
Praising the Lord. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So any instrument battle is kind of pointless. You know,
drum battle.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like to argue over what instrument is kind of.
Oh yes.
I mean, it just hurts my heart because I'm like, you're gonna let your preferences get in the way of your praise to God, the King.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? He's not picky about what instruments are being used. It just.
Yeah.
Why do you care? It's not about you and what you want. It's about what delights him.
Yeah, I went online and looked up arguments for worship or praise. Like different types of praise songs and what's better, you know. And there's the big argument between hymns and contemporary praise songs, and really both sides have some terrible arguments. That's what it came down to. Like the arguments were really bad.
Yeah,
there was no biblical argument. Nobody was actually going to scripture, and I can go through a few of them and we can kind of talk about it. So
yeah,
so there was an article called "Hymns Are Better Than Contemporary Praise Songs."
Written by Nathan Collins.
That's right.
Just kidding.
Now, you might prefer hymns over praise songs. There's a lot of people like that. But to say it's better. So here's their first point. We should honor our history of faith. Mm. So that's why we should do hymns over contemporary songs. Because we need to honor our history of the
1800s. Where in the Bible did they sing hymns? So, yipes.
Yep. Those related. It's a pretty bad argument. And that was their number one argument. The next one's hymns are more cross-centered. That's pretty, maybe, but
yeah,
we could probably find a lot of songs that are cross-centered.
Yeah.
So what are you basing that off of?
Beats me.
Yep. And then it says hymns were written by theologians, poets, and pastors. Today they are not. It's kind of a hit on the body to say the body can't write good songs.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Holy Spirit only works in pastors and theologians, so you can't write a song if you're not one of those.
Some of the hymns are written by normal, everyday people.
And it's like, well, what, like a poet, like what do they mean by that? I mean, I know there were people who wrote poetry that did hymns, you know, but like musicians, you know, also get their songs from people who write poetry. You know what I'm saying? I don't see how that argument works.
I don't either.
Because it's like, they are poets.
That's right, yeah.
You know, that's how they're making it. And, you know, theologians thing, like, okay, so what? I thought everybody was supposed to be a theologian.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've heard that argument, too. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's a theologian. You believe something about God if you're a Christian, you know.
Yep.
And it's like Amazing Grace, you know, probably the most famous song.
Yeah,
and not written by a theologian. Yeah. I mean, or anybody of like great, you know, education or anything like that. You know.
Okay, how about this one? Hymns are for congregations. Music today is not. It's for the radio.
I could kind of see that one the most out of any other argument, but.
But we're talking about, in my mind, there's a difference between Christian music and praise music. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes Christian songs get in the church, and maybe that's where we would say there's a little problem. It could be problematic, especially when you get, I don't know, some songs are so lyrical that you're almost questioning, why am I singing about oceans and deep oceans? And I get it. There's like, it's supposed to be like this poetic type song, but it's like, where's the praise? Am I praising God right now, or are we just kind of singing a poem out loud? And maybe that was deep for somebody, but for me, it means nothing.
Yeah.
And you tend to get a lot of those songs. That's my biggest complaint. This is my opinion. This means nothing. But I get a lot of those.
Fourth option.
the fourth option. We've gotten
into where our opinions come alive. This is why we brought Heather on, because she knows something about music. I know nothing. But yeah, that's my biggest complaint about, I would say, contemporary music. But at the same time, if you look into the hymns, there's some bad hymns that are very me-centered. They're not all perfect.
Name one. No, I'm just kidding.
Name one!
Oh, man.
Oh, just got real.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that argument, the hymns thing, that it's more, but... Yeah. But again, if we're getting back to, like, scripture, does scripture, like, it does talk about people praising in the assembly. That is one of the passages there, but...
Yeah.
But does it like have to be so that everybody, so it sings well? with a mm-hmm. large group of people. No, like, what's the point of your praise? Your point is to praise God, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter how this is necessarily executed, you know, as yeah. long as that you're praising God, you know.
Yeah.
That's the important part of what's supposed to be happening.
What is that New Testament verse that's like making music? What's in my brain is not coming out through my mouth right now, but like singing
with a joyful noise.
No, it's like making music, singing hymns and songs together. I'm butchering it, but it's in the New Testament, and I don't know what the word for hymns is in the Greek. Like, what is it?
Well,
it's just what they have to compare it to.
They'll have it as hymns probably in your translation.
Well, I just can't even remember what book it's in right now. I'm failing. Hmm.
Hymns and spiritual songs.
Yeah. But I can't remember the
rest
of it. Yeah,
when you assemble, you know, this is how you're supposed to talk to one another, you know, not in slander and stuff. I think we talked about it in the last one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Last podcast about.
Heather, do you listen to our podcast?
I listen sometimes.
Oh, my.
Word. Your own husband, you don't even listen.
Revelation is happening right now.
I do try, but I am behind.
I mean, it did come out today, so we'll give you a little break.
You have
until tomorrow.
Yeah, you had at
to
least 5 hours.
The podcast.
Well, where's that verse found so I can at least read it?
Let's see here. What we'd have to go back.
I really don't know.
Then don't worry about
to
it.
To the one
carry
where
on.
Had it. Okay.
Right. So. The last point of why hymns are better, according to this person, is it's singing our faith in worship. Once again, there's songs today that we're singing our faith, meaning we're singing about our faith in worship. Isn't that exactly what contemporary music is? Most of the time, singing our faith. I think what they mean is like it was singing right out of the Word of God. Meaning they're using verses.
So, like, it's more spiritual.
More spiritual.
I'd say more hymns seem more, like, doctrinally sound, and they're coming from a perspective. Not every hymn, but some hymns.
But you wonder, though, if we only know the best hymns. Is that possible? There's a lot of hymns in history.
I know lots of hymns.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's kind of like if you pick the best worship songs the last 20 years, I bet you we have a list of at least 100 of them. They're really good.
Mm-hmm. There's still praise good stuff songs. Coming out today.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, and there's some garbage coming out today, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I start complaining about is the stuff
every
that's
time
like,
period
oh,
has the good and the bad.
How is this praise music?
But, like, in hymns, it seems more congregationally, like, we affirm this truth about God. They seem to be singing about God, in a sense, like, more so than today. It's kind of like, I feel... you know, it's more from our perspective nowadays. Yeah. Not every song. There are still good ones. I'm not downplaying either side because I love them all. But the hymns just seem
I would
more
say
sound.
Probably more like broadness and scope of what's praised about God in hymns than in today. Today it seems fairly narrow what's going to be in a song. It's probably going to be about love. Yeah. And... that's pretty much the bulk of
they're getting
like
shallower,
which isn't wrong though. You know, to be praising God for His love, that's not wrong. I would just say probably
so
today's songs
to him.
Aren't gonna like mention, for instance, you know, how great are your righteous rules, right? That's not gonna be that's not gonna be on the radio. Yeah. That's
totally
not gonna
bad.
You know, you're not gonna make money off that song. You know, if you decide to write that.
Watch me.
It's going to be a flop.
Yeah.
You know.
Instead, I don't know. Like, the songs I keep thinking that always, I hear them and I just kind of cringe is like, when like singing about, he makes diamonds out of us.
Oh.
Diamonds out
of us. You know what song I'm talking about?
I don't know this song.
I don't think so.
It's that lyrical stuff. And I know some people love it. But for me, it's like, I don't know. I just, if I listen, and this is where it's like, I've been criticized because I won't always listen to Christian music by my friends. And it's like, look, I like to listen to praise music sometimes, but the contemporary Christian music doesn't seem any different than secular music. It just has a little spin of like Christianity in it, like just a little pebble of it. And it's not enough for me to spend much time with it because it's not that great.
They all sound the same.
It does. Yeah.
Like, why is there no musicality? Yeah. Like, no one's original.
That's right. Yeah.
music.
So here's the case for contemporary praise music. It was hard to find anybody defending it online for some reason. But to be honest, the two major points that I found are actually pretty good points. They're decent points. So the first one, it says the Bible tells us to sing a new song to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the Psalms. Yeah, I don't know if we went through that one, but it is there.
I don't think we went through that. It's Psalm 149, verse 1. Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song.
I was like, I just looked.
His praise in the assembly of the godly. So there you go. A crowd, a congregational song.
Yeah. Now this next one's kind of a stretch because we're talking about heavenly creatures, not humans, but it's interesting.
Okay.
So there's a complaint about modern worship that it repeats too much. Like they'll do the same songs, they'll say the same things over and over again. And some people base that in the, like, I think it's in like the book of Matthew that we shouldn't be repetitive in our prayers. And they'll try to say, well, you shouldn't be doing that in music either. So it's kind of a, all right, that's so an argument. So the verse, Revelations 4, it says, each of the four living creatures had six wings and they were covered with eyes all around them. Yet weird heavenly creatures.
Repetitive wings and repetitive eyes.
They keep repeating.
That's right. Even under its wings, it had wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, here it is. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Mm-mm-mm.
So they're just saying, holy, holy, holy,
mm-hmm.
all day and all night.
Mm-hmm.
So is that giving us liberty to be repetitive? I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think? These are heavenly animals or
creatures. I don't think that's a good argument
right.
about the repetition thing. It's like,
right.
that's a pretty big stretch that you're doing there. It's pretty weird. Because like if you look at what we went over as praise, like there's tons of repetition.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're going to talk about God's love for the 100th time in this psalm? You know, well... Yeah, you're bragging. You know, you're bragging about how great Yahweh is.
It's not going to matter when how we're can, not bound by time
Can you really say
anymore.
It enough?
Yeah.
You know, that's right. We're talking about praise. This is sort of different than what they're talking about when they're trying to connect it to the passage about prayer. But this is different in the sense that you are just bragging, you know, essentially probably nonstop, you know, about how great, you know, God is. Can you really say that enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is our point to brag about God, as long as you have breath, you know, this is something we should be doing is, you know, bragging about how great God is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's amazing.
What are you going to do in heaven?
Yeah. I mean, what could you not, you know, how could you ever be full of bragging about God?
Yeah.
God's amazing. Like, how could you? It just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and with the hymns thing, though, the arguments are always kind of like the hymns are divine, which they're not. They were just songs written in the 1800s. Now, are they well written? Yes. I like them. To be honest, I like the hymns. And I'm some dude who just showed up at the church when I was 20, so.
Didn't even know who Abraham was.
I didn't even know. That's right. I had no idea.
He started in the kids' church as a 20-year-old, learned the songs, and graduated to the big church.
The big church.
Yes.
So, what would we say is the third option then?
Oh man. The third
what
option
is the third option.
I want to read.
What
praise
is scriptural
the Lord.
Praise.
Just praise.
That's right.
Meaning that's boast in the Lord. That's boast and praise out loud.
Yep.
About the Lord.
And like if there's a fight about instruments, I would say bring as many instruments as you can. That seems to be if anything what's going on. They're like, let's bring every instrument we have. I mean, that's like that verse right there.
Bring your kazoo, guys.
Yeah, I mean, bring everything. Yeah.
That's a slide whistle. Yep. But.
The mouth harp, everything.
That's right.
And, you know, so for music, bring everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's just praise. You know, praise with all the intensity. Dancing, let's do it. You know, dancing, we're going to be praising. You know, everything with everything is what you're going to be praising with.
That's right.
And so I would say it's not so much about how it sounds to us, right? Or like how great it is to us. If we're there, we're praising, you know, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
What we're supposed to be doing, you know.
What I like is this is really simple. So it's not like people really have an excuse
to
know.
Simple.
What are we supposed to do with praise music? oh, we praise the God. We praise God, we boast.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, think what he's
we
done.
We can use loud instruments.
Yeah. I mean, you can be praising about all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts my heart, like, when you're on the stage and you just look out and there's, like, someone who's not. And it's like, it doesn't matter what.
I'm sorry, Heather. I didn't mean to, like, have that look on my face of, like, oh, just get to the message, please.
Is that guy with a blank expression?
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Like, where is the heart? It's not about what we sound like. It's about, you know, think of all that God has done for you, and we can't even lift our voices.
I used to go to a church where the music was subpar, but boy, did people worship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The congregation loved it. Yeah. They ate it up. I mean, it was like, and it was, but you know, everybody, it wasn't that it was subpar. It was just the fact that everybody up there was really worshiping,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them weren't that skilled.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter. They were all worshiping.
Yeah, it doesn't
people
matter.
Were dancing, and they mm-hmm. danced. You know when it said, like, lift your hands and turn around? Yeah. They did it. Okay. I mean, I was always weirded out by it, but I had to, like, it's like, all right, I'll spin around. Or you lift your hands and spin around.
It's pretty marvelous light.
That's all right, the marvelous light. And then then you come to some churches, and it's like you get the old, you know, at least you see one old lady waving her hand, and you're like, oh, that lady, she's precious. You
get
know,
it, Gladys.
That's right.
Getting it.
I put my hand in my pockets.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, the answer really is simple.
It is. You know? Yeah, very simple.
Just praise. And I think the problem is we get distracted by all these things.
How am I going to look? How am I going to sound? Yep. No one cares.
And kind of that mentality, you know, are we thinking about ourselves, right?
Yeah.
You know, are we caught up in something else when we should be focusing on God and praising him for how great he is?
I have a quote from Sinclair Ferguson.
Wow.
He says, "Hear our loss of focus on the gospel in our songs. There is no comment on musical styles. This is no comment on musical styles and tastes, but simply an observation about the lyrical content of much that is being sung in churches today. In many cases, congregations unwittingly have begun to sing about themselves and how they are feeling rather than about God and his glory." I just liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
And then you just have to ask the question, are you boasting about God?
Yeah.
Or are you talking too much about yourself?
And I think it is sad that we only do it on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This should be just
wait, what do we only do on Sundays?
I could sing
oh, come on.
On Sundays. Only sing of your love on Sundays. I will sing of your love on Sundays.
Only on Sundays.
Only on Sundays.
And Tuesday.
It's gone by Monday.
Yeah, the feeling is
it's
gone by
Monday. Feeling it's gone by Monday. It's really gone by noon.
Yeah. And that needs to not happen.
Yeah.
You know,
we really need to hire a sound guy who can get it right when he clicks a button, like it plays the song.
You do good, Mike. You do good. You do good.
Too much responsibilities for me.
Oh.
It is a lot.
It is.
It's a lot you got to do over there. So, before we close, we should probably hear Heather's top.
Yeah, we need to hear about songs. Heather, like, if you were going to tell someone, like, this is what you should listen to in Christian music.
Oh, man.
Help us out.
Well, I'm not really in touch with recent ones. But
that's
I
all
would
right.
say...
As long as we're praising the Lord and people enjoy it.
She is.
I was a teenager who like loved music and loved God and was falling in love with both of those things at the same time. So they kind of just merged. So like other normal middle schoolers would be out doing fun things. But me, I was at home in my bedroom praising the Lord to these songs. And like realizing it was clicking like all that he had done for me.
That's awesome.
And so one song that I always go back to is... This is actually a hymn, The Love of God, but Mercy Me's version is phenomenal.
Hmm.
And then I like Your Grace Still Amazes Me by Phillips Craig and Dean. They're top notch. They've got some really good ones. Actually, I meant to say Pour My Love on You. That's a great Phillips Craig and Dean one. And then Great Are You by a band that has recently disbanded called Down Here.
Hmm.
And then the whole album of... Oh, man, what is the name of the album? I can't remember. But it's Sovereign Grace Music, And they have a couple of songs on there that's "Oh Lord, My Rock and My Redeemer" and "Jesus, There's None Like You." I think it's like "Prayers of the Saints." Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. That's it. So that album blows my mind. But
I got an idea for you, Heather.
What?
So you should.
He's like, stop talking.
Okay, so you no. You should start posting playlists online of some good worship songs. Because you just said those. I'm not going to be able to, like, write them down.
Yeah.
But I'm always struggling to find songs I like.
There's good ones out there.
If there's good ones, I want to hear them.
My sister just introduced me to them. That's a group.
There we go.
They sing about the holiness of God in one of their songs. And I was like, whoa, haven't heard that in a while. All right, I'll get to
good.
It.
Very good. Yeah, you should do that. It'd be awesome. Well, thanks, Heather.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, but you chose to listen to ours.
If you have any questions, concerns, or ideas regarding our podcast, please email us at the weird email address of biblicalogic@gmail.com. Hopefully you listened to the previous podcast where this was made perfectly clear whose terrible, terrible mistake this all was.
You've been forgiven, Nathan.
Okay, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hello!
So again, that is biblicalogic@gmail.com.
Nice. So if you like our podcast, share it with your friends, your family, your coworkers.
And your enemies.
That's right.
Here we go.
And give us a like wherever you're listening.
Keep fighting the good fight of faith, and thanks for listening to the Third Option Podcast. Praise him.